versus Lone Tree. Hopefully we're dialed in. It's a wet, wet night. It's a nice night to be a duck, maybe a fish, because it is raining here. And the wind is blowing. You'll probably hear that throughout the night. And nevertheless, the Pekin Panthers are here. The Lone Tree Lions are here. And we're ready to play some football. Both teams have been out here through the rain, through the wind, braving it, getting warmed up, excited for this first-round playoff, because no matter what's happened in the season to this point, it all comes down to this. It all comes down to execution, whether it's a drought, whether it's a blizzard, whether it's raining. You got to move the football. You got to hang on to the football, and that's going to be the story tonight. Obviously, these two teams, both talented, both of them have made it this far, both of them winning records. And we'll see who comes out on top tonight. If you're joining us from Lone Tree, we welcome you. If you're joining us from Pekin, welcome back. Promises to be a great evening. So far, the dreaded L word, lightning, is not prevalent. So until we see some lightning, we will continue to play football. And let's hope we're all here. We've got the officials here. Let's just play football. That's kind of the plan right now. Talked to Coach Donovan earlier. Asked, hey, what's the strategy coming tonight? He said, we're going to come out. We're going to run hard. We're going to play hard. And we're going to try and get this one under our belts and move on to the next round. So pretty simple strategy. But sometimes the simple ones are the most effective ones. National anthem's been played. Just kind of waiting. Two teams have been out. They've met with the officials. The Pekin Panthers are taking the field. The return team is out there. Back deep to return is Whitrock and Copeland. Lone Tree has not yet taken the field. Still about a minute left to go on the clock before we officially get underway. So a little bit of time. But in just moments, we will be kicking off what will begin a run for either team towards the state championship. That Uni Dome experience, you know, I've had a chance to be a part of those scenes. It's an exciting time. It's a whirlwind time. A lot of Sunday kick film, Saturdays, looking over plays. Not a lot of rest, but I'll tell you, you wouldn't trade it for the world. You ask these guys, they're pumped, they're excited. Volleyball team, great job getting into the second round. Unfortunately, dropped the West Branch last night, but a great season to them. Hats off. Cross-country team, Saturday, both boys and girls running the state competition. Go up to Fort Dodge, cheer them on. Fantastic teams, amazing. I don't think people realize how hard it is to get both teams in there. So Lone Tree now will kick off. And the kick, whistle down, flag already, and it may be a Lone Tree kicker has crossed before the ball is kicked. You have to wait until the ball is kicked until you can officially cross the line of scrimmage. And it appears a Lone Tree player is offsides, and they are. That will move the kick back 5 yards. So not much action so far, as the very first kick, not a very deep one, and move back a little bit further. So the Panthers have adjusted a little bit to this kick. Whitrock has come up about 10 yards. Copeland's still deep, but Whitrock is now in the center of the field, somewhere down around the 30 to adjust to both this kick and the penalty. So we'll see if we can get a good return. Good things going out. The kick here by Gilham from Lone Tree. Kick goes out. Tanner Adams misses it. It goes to Tanner. Bops off Tanner's chest, but number 8, Trevor Northup, the freshman, jumps on the ball and keeps the ball because it was a live football. Lone Tree coming down trying to attempt to get that football on the kick. Could be a design play, could just be wet, but it went right over to Tanner in that right side of the field. And luckily, Trevor Northup, good heads-up play by the freshman, hanging on to the ball for the Panthers, giving the Panthers 1st and 10 now, the 35-yard line. Also up under shotgun, he's got a club. And Copeland in the backfield, Whitrock split right, Milliken split left. Copeland comes out the right side, he's got a little bit of room, he's got 6-7 yards for that first play. So Chase Copeland with a great run, the sophomore, coming off the great block by Long, Rickard. Those two guys opening a great hole on that right side, as well as big old Jared Bond getting things opened up for the sophomore, Chase Copeland. No time wasted here, also goes under center. It appears to be a false start on the Panthers. It looked like Brody Long kind of picked up his hand and shifted back into formation here. It is going to be offside. No, I'm sorry. It's encroachment on the defense. Encroachment on the defense. That's going to be a first down for the Panthers. So one of the defenders came across the line of scrimmage before the ball snapped and did not get back over, causing encroachment. So that's going to be 1st and 10 for the Panthers around the 45-yard line. So Panthers, in this first drive, just one play officially, 6-yard run by Copeland, now a first down due to the penalty. Also comes back under center, hands off to Copeland. Copeland, great hole. Gets about 9, close to the chains. Comes on that right side. Very similar power play that we saw on them before. I think we'll see Panthers doing a lot of power football tonight. Probably not a lot of passing. It is windy. The ball is wet. Probably not take that chance and just keep that rushing game going. So I imagine Copeland, Cross, those two guys getting a lot of carries. I don't think we'll see a lot of quarterback reads because that ball is just so slick to hang on for both players. As I say that, also keeps it. Good thing Coach has to listen to me because he fakes the club tackled. Also, with the keeper, gets 10, 15 yards, bringing another first down for the Panthers. The Snow Huddle offense puts them down around the 25-yard line in scoring position now. Only about a minute gone in this ball game. Line shifts. They come up into a power eye. Copeland up the right side. Gets about 5, 6. Great run. Oh, he's still going. Still going. Still, I think they're going to spot it about 5 yards. Copeland helmet comes off with that tackle. But it looked like they had him stop. Chase not on the ground, still moving those big old legs, getting things churning like he's taught to do. His helmet pops off. Things are slick everywhere. His helmet pops right up. Chase gets it back on, and there's no rest for the weary. As the Panthers come back now, 2nd and 1, ball on the 19-yard line. It's Panthers so far, opening drive. Ball on the 19. Ball's up under center. Hands the club. Club goes left. Gets loom. First down for sure. About 6, 7, 8 more. As club rumbles up now, down into about the 10-yard line. So Panthers been in red zone for a while now. Looking at the scoring position, this may be a 1st and goal, and it is. Ball on the 7-yard line. So the Panthers will now have 4 downs to go 7 yards for the first touchdown of the night and this opening round of playoffs. Also talking with Adam, who has checked into the game. It's Adam and club behind. Also under center. Gives the club from that tailback position. Club goes left. A lot of room, not quite the 7 that he needs for the touchdown, but he does come up 3 or 4 yards at least. That's going to bring it about half the distance to the goal. That's going to make it 2nd and 2 for the Panthers. Credited with a 5-yard gain there for a club. 9:23 left to go. Panthers knocking on the door, trying to open this one up. Be the first one to score, set the tone for tonight. Club left again. Lots of room for club. Touchdown. Beat club. 6-0 Panthers. Club takes it to 2 yards over the left side. Around the end. Touchdown Panthers 6-0. Here the first to score. The Panthers strike at home. And the Panthers line up, I believe, to go for 2. They have kicked a lot this year. Not a lot of 2-point conversions, but remember, it's raining cats and dogs out there. No one wants a chance to miss hold. So they're going to try and put in 2 and continue to make a statement here. As also trots back out to lead this team into a 2-point conversion. Also up under center. Miller can split left, Whitrock split right. Adam and the club still in the backfield. Long shifts to the left side. Now right side. Comes back. Also gives to club. Club easily strolls in. I believe. Oh, it looked like he had it. He came in and referee right there says no. It looked like he just rumbled right in there. And they pushed him back enough. And it's got to be an inch short. But that's going to be Panthers 6, Lone Tree 0. So Lone Tree making a great defensive stand there. Not allowing the 2-point conversion. But the Panthers, the first to strike is club. Puts in the first touchdown in this playoff season, 2013. Sparse crowd tonight for both teams. We said a lot of rain. Lone Tree came prepared. They've got 2 nice large tents over there. A couple people huddled under there. A lot of people huddled around the concession stand. Press box is a little full. A lot of people trying to get out of the rain. But nonetheless, the Panther fans that are here making a lot of noise, they're still up for the kickoff, and they are excited for this first score, as Lone Tree now will set to return the football. Lone Tree, a lot of talented skills players in the backfield, a lot of guys who can run the ball, good-sized team all the way around. They said you don't get this far without having some talent, so Lone Tree, a lot of good players as well. Club set to kick, Still 9 minutes to go here in the first quarter, not a lot of time. If you're just joining us, Panthers up 6-0. We got this opener. Club to kick. Club kicks it down to the right side. And it's just short of the end zone. A great kick for Club. And the return man taken down about the 2-3 yard line. So a great, great special teams for the Panthers. And that's going to put them somewhere near the 5 yard line for the Lone Tree Lions. And they have to dig out a little bit. They're going to be coming from out of the end zone to run this play on offense. And that Panther defense is not one that you want to put your back to the end zone to, because these guys have been just stopping people all year long, and a tremendously talented core of front guys, as well as linebackers, and a secondary that's forced some turnovers. So Lone Tree now jumps, a little bit of movement up there, big tackle, went down, and long shifted over on defense, which you can move on defense as long as you don't cross the plane. Tackle number 51 jumps, causing him to come back, bring it back again. So Panthers now, first and 12, or excuse me, Lone Tree, first and 12, as the Lions now on the 3 yard line. That's going to bring a half the distance to the goal. Defense showing blitz. 12 looking like he's going to the middle, stays. Lions taken down. Fullback dive, not successful. Number 78, Jared Bonin on the tackle, as well as Trenton Conger. Not much there. Tough to tell from the Lions who carried the ball from where we're at. They are backed up into the end zone. So from the press box, it's a little difficult to see, but it looks like a fullback dive right up the middle. Not much there. That's going to bring up back to the line of scrimmage, second and 12. Ball on the 3 yard line. Lone Tree, shotgun formation. Number 3, Viner. Oh, bad snap. Viner puts it on the turf. Panthers may have it. They're showing that they have it. Touchdown, Panthers. Touchdown, Pekin Panthers. Viner mishandled the snap. It's wet out here. I told you, it's wet. Viner may still be down. There is a Lion down. It's hard to see from here. Maybe quarterback. Still no number shown here. Now it looks like Viner is off the field. So Nick Viner okay from that, but someone is down. Maybe one of the running backs tried to jump on that as well and got caught up, but he's still in the end zone laying on those checkers. So we'll hope he's okay. You hate to go lose a guy this early in any game, but a playoff game. We'll hope he's all right. The trainer comes out. Lots of concerned faces. Nonetheless, Deacon 12-0. 8 minutes, 32 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Panthers will no doubt try and go for two. They get the ball here again. Well, as they will. It'll be either a two-point conversion or a field goal or extra point. Player's still down. Showing a leg. He is moving, so that's great. Said hope he's all right here. No doubt taking some time to make sure he's all right. Well, we've got a little bit of time here. Like I said, shout out to all the great sports teams. The Pekin Sports Boosters came in last week and decorated the game before the BGM game. And just things looking phenomenal out there. They've come out and done some things to the field as well. Things really starting to look sharp. Great tailgating last week as well. So Pekin Sports Boosters really turned it on. And he is up. The player is up now. He is walking under his own power to the bench. Like I said, tough to tell still who that is. As he goes to the sideline, he is okay. And that'll bring up the Panthers for a two-point conversion. So I think he's going to be all right, hopefully just a little stinger. He is on the sideline under his own power and talking to the coach. May have got a little ding there, too. So we're back, Panthers, trying for a two-point conversion, missed the last one, showing three receivers left, also up under center, shifting now, going into the power eye, give to number 21, Chase Copeland. Chase Copeland is in, and it's 2 points, Pekin Panthers, 14-0, first quarter. Panthers score again, they get it 14-0. So Chase Copeland, under that power eye formation they shifted into, rumbles into the end zone, two-point conversion, 14-0 Pekin. 8 minutes, 32 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Cheerleaders brave in the rain tonight. They were up here in the press box earlier trying to stay dry. There's no staying dry now. You're out there in it. It's going to be a little wet. But showing a lot of school spirit, getting these Panthers pumped up. It's working. 14-0. Club trots out. I believe Club will kick again. Brain and Club take turns kind of kicking off, sharing duties. Brain is stretching out. No doubt staying limber in case he's needed. Lone Tree will set to return. Huddling up on the sideline. Big return to Lone Tree. Every possession is important. Shout out to some of our sponsors tonight. Mike's Parts and Service. They're in Richland. If you haven't checked them out, they've got a full line of maintenance and repair services. They can do custom hydraulic hoses. They've got snow plows. Let's hope we don't need a snow plow for a while. Even though it's raining, the weather isn't too bad here. But check out Mike's Parts and Service there. All along with Mike's Parts and Service is Hinshaw Trailer Sales. They're located there in Richland as well. You can check out www.hinshawtrailersales.com for more information. Club, good kick. He buried one down there last time. It is fielded. Comes out to about the 26, 27-yard line. Number five, Gosnell, on the return for the Lone Tree Lions. And that's going to put Lone Tree in pretty decent field position. First and 10 at the 26-yard line. Lone Tree offense huddling up. Panther defense back out there again. Not a lot of rest time for the defense. Just forced a turnover and a score. Back out now to try and keep the Lions out of the end zone and stop the drive here. Second drive for the Lions. Quarterback under center. Good give for the Lions. Comes up. Gets almost the first down, about 9 on this play. Just a simple power play to the right side. And picks up 9 yards. That's going to bring up second down and 1 for the Lions. Oh, no, I'm sorry. They call it first down. First down for the Lions. That 10-yard gain. Make first and 10, ball at the 37-yard line. Lions not taking a lot of time to huddle here. No huddle team as well. Getting right back to the ball. Viner under center. It's coming to the left side now. Looks like the similar play that just ran. This time, no dice as they run in to that big old Panther line. Number 63, Cole Rickert leading the charge. Jared Bond down in the pile as well. There is a flag out. It came late. It may be a face mask, incidental contact. I'm not sure. I believe it is. The referee is conferring with the Lions, so I'm guessing it's going to be on the Panthers. That is going to move the Panthers back and bring the Lions forward. So it looks like an incidental contact on the face mask. It's going to bring up now first and 5 from the 42-yard line. So that play, even though unsuccessful, given another retry as the Lions set up under center. Pitch out to number 10. Stopped up hard in the backfield. Number 59, Eric Adam, just wraps him up. Schurstrom from Lone Tree pitched out. Tries to move forward, and Eric Adam is right there to meet him in the backfield. That's going to bring him back a 5-yard loss. Now, remember, there was a 5-yard penalty, so that's going to bring up 2nd and 10 from the 37-yard line for the Lions. Lions showing 2 receivers left, under center, 1 receiver right, single tailback. Right receiver comes out. Oh, good tackle here by Cole Rickert coming off the side. Oh, excuse me, Eric Adam again, this time from the right side. He came from the left side last time, Eric Adam. He's lining up kind of in a nickel formation, following whichever way the ball goes. And Eric comes across and makes a great play, bringing him back a yard, bringing up 3rd and 11, ball on the 36-yard line. So Lone Tree is struggling to kind of get the ball moving here after a great first down. Their first play of this series went for 10 yards. They moved the chains, and since then, been shut down by the Panthers. Viner under center. Panthers shifting. Lone Tree shifting. Not allowed to shift. They can't move. Big old number 54. Saw the lineman from Beacon shifting. And he jumped as well. Drake Dauber from Lone Tree just stood right up, and you could tell as soon as he did, he just said, oh, man, what am I doing? I can't do that. Back another 5 yards. Bring up third and 16 for Lone Tree. Ball on the 31-yard line. So Lone Tree, like I said, passing conditions are going to be very difficult here, and we may see a sweep of some kind. They've got some speed to hit the outside. Under center. They go right. Oh, great hit by Tanner Adam. Meets him at the line of scrimmage. Helped out by Tanner Adam. Helped out by Brody Long, but Tanner Adam just meets right at the line of scrimmage. I mean, you almost could have taken the handoff. Came up and just made the play, bringing up 4th and 16 now for the Lions. Ball on the 31-yard line. Less than 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Kind of a slow drive, even though they're no huddle. It just takes a while to get the ball dried off after each series or each snap and get the ball on the ground. Referee is doing a great job. Peaking, very fortunate to have great refs coming down here. Lone Tree showing punt. 4th and 16. Looks like Finer will do the kicking duties. Gets it away. There's a flag out. Number 51 may have held Jared Bond on that right side. Flag came right out down there. That would be Ty Robertson. Bond was on the turf, and so it's hard to tell what exactly occurred, but it may have been a holding there, and the flag came right down. They were over by themselves. The punt, if the penalty is designed, or is declined, we'll put the ball somewhere around the 23-yard line. For the Panthers. The punt rolled out of bounds. Whitrock not an opportunity to catch it. So a great punt, but there is a flag down. Referee is conferring with the Panthers. So it will be on Lone Tree. No official signal yet. Rain still coming down hard, but the wind has stopped a little bit, so it's not coming straight across as much. Number 8, Trevor North up in there on defense. Getting a chance, the freshman who recovered the fumble early. Oh, no, excuse me, on offense. The freshman who recovered the fumble earlier is out there. He may still be out there from punt return, however. Yes, it does look like they're going to re-punt. They are going to move the Lions back from there. So Northup staying in there on punt return coverage. And that's going to bring the Lions back. They're still walking the ball off here. The chainsman, the lineman, had moved. The marker had moved, so they had to reposition the marker so they could walk it off. And now it is going back quite a ways for the Lions, down to about the 15-yard line. So that's going to bring up 4th and somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 for the Lions. No, I'm sorry, the referee stopped, and now he's still marching. Can't quite decide where to put this ball. So that's going to put the Lions down to the 9-yard line. So they've moved. That was a 15-yard penalty on the Lions on that hold there from Robertson on Bond. We'll see what the kick brings. I'm sure some discussion about what we're going to do here, and there is. They're going to kick to Max Pond. Timeout taken by the Lions, and they're going to discuss how do we get out of the 9-yard line here. With 5 minutes, 24 seconds left to go in the first quarter, it did look like they brought in a different punter, but they're going to talk about it. No doubt, I don't think they will see a fake, but I think the key here is hang on to the football, don't let it slip in the end zone. This happened once already tonight. That's going to bring up 14-10, Deacon, first quarter. If you're just joining us, you haven't missed a lot of the game yet. Still 5 minutes, 24 seconds left to go in the first quarter. You haven't missed about an inch and a half of rain, if you're just joining us, coming in from every single direction. That famous peak and wind making things a little difficult out there, so there's definitely some standing water on the field. And the Panthers and the Lions both come back from timeout, ready to get going here. 4th and 38, officially. For the Lions. Ball on the 9-yard line. Rain coming down even harder. I didn't think that was possible, but starting to come down a little bit harder. That will continue. continue to make things difficult for the snap. It is good. Punt is away. It is good. Whitrock fields it cleanly down on the 50-yard line. Great return for Whitrock as he gets up to about the 32, 33-yard line. We'll see where the official spots. So do the Lions get themselves out of the back of the end zone, but about right where they started that last drive, somewhere around the 32, 33-yard line. So Panther offense will take over on downs. Coming back in. Panther offense been very successful so far. They've scored on the only other time they've had the football. The other score coming from a snap recovery from the defense. Now off the right side, Chase Copeland finding some room, getting about 8 yards. Getting up to almost the 20-yard line. Panthers almost in the red zone again. I'm sure very difficult to see in the sidelines with the no huddle. Both teams wearing wristbands. Several of the offensive players so they can see the call. That starts to get a little wet down there about this time. Copeland comes up right side, little slippage there, but I think he has enough for the first down, and he does. Second about one there. He gets one, maybe two, but enough to move the first down chains. It's going to bring up first and 10. Down in about the 17-yard line. Also, coming under center. He's got Adam and Cobb behind, or no, excuse me, Adam and Copeland. Copeland goes left side. He's got some room. First down. Chase Copeland. He comes around that left side and just spins around. Makes a great play. But this play wouldn't be possible without a great lead block by Jared Bond. He comes around the corner. Then Bond just levels the guy, the corner spot, and opens the floodgates for Chase Copeland to run 17 yards into the end zone. Touchdown, Pekin Panthers, 20-0 here in the first quarter. 4 minutes, 24 seconds left to go. Pekin still going for two. Shifting into that power eye formation. Give to Club. Club, not a lot of room, but getting enough for the two-point conversion. He does. They had it closed. Lone Tree read it really well. The Club comes left. And now, 22-0, Pekin Panthers. So the Panthers, despite the rain, despite the wind, despite the chilling atmosphere, 22-0, first quarter, 4 minutes, 24 seconds to go, a lot of football left to play, but so far the Panthers perfect on both possessions. They've had the football perfect on defense, only allowing one first down. So Lone Tree will need to start putting together a string of offensive plays to start getting things going and to begin to recover from what has now become a little bit of a deficit out here on Tom Stone Field. Here's a reminder, Saturday, Pekin Panther cross-country team going up to Fort Dodge. Check them out. I wish we could broadcast live from there. I don't know. Maybe we'll try and get that set up. But great, great teams, both guys and girls qualifying this year. Amazing. As you may or may not know, the girls looking to put some more hardware to their collection the last 5, 6, 7 years. State champions or state runners-up multiple years in a row. Coach Wright, Coach Idle doing a fantastic job as always, getting them going, ready, prepared. I know they were going to go run tonight. We had a blood drive at school. Went fantastic. But some of the cross-country kids gave and said, you know what, we're going to go right out and run. Coach Idle wants us to run. We got state. So hats off to them and great season so far. From kickoff down to about the 10. Recovered, about a 4-yard return up the right side. Number 5, Gosnell, does a little bit of run back, running back, linebacker duties, a senior. He's got to want this one. Last game, potentially for him, or the start of a state championship. Either way, Gosnell running hard, but taken down after only about 4 yards, putting them first and 10 on the 17-yard line. Pekin defense comes out. Under Viner, under center. Hands it up by right side. A little bit of room, maybe 2-3 yards. Good gain for the Lions. Brought down by Cole Rickert. Host of Panthers as well. Petey Club in there. big old Jaden Nicholson, number 77, the nose guard, and on assisting on that tackle as well. So several Panthers bringing them down, making it second and four for the Lions, ball on the 23. If you're just joining us, Beacon 22-0. Third possession for the Lions, looking to try and put some points on the board. Hunter comes up under center. Pitch out. Looking for a little bit of run. Looks like he might pass it there. He does get that first down, and then a couple more. So a great little just end around to number 10, Schillerstrom. Boy, he's finally ridden out of bounds by, I believe, Christian Whitrock, maybe Cade Milliken over there as well. The corners coming over, playing, taking him out, but not before the first down. So first and 10, Lions, ball in the 25. Only two plays to get the first down, so Beacon will need to adjust here. Miner comes up under center. Panthers adjusting. Comes up the right side. Not much there. Not much there at all. Taken down quickly by number 71, J.D. Hollingsworth. Bring him down quickly as that hole opened and closed in a matter of seconds. As J.D. Hollingsworth and Rickard both just came up and made a great play, shutting him down, making it second and nine for the Lions. Ball on the 28-yard line. A lot of real estate to go if they want to put one in the end zone here. Lions under center. Little read here. Quarterback keeper by Viner. Not much, if a loss, maybe a 3-4 yard loss. Sniffed out pretty well. Not much, nobody faked there as Jared Bond rumbles in with Eric Adam, the two seniors, making a great stop. Putting Viner down in the mud there. That's going to bring up third and 10, so whatever yardage was gained before, negated now as the Panthers got him on the 27-yard line. Lions looking to try and convert. This is a big third down for them. 2 minutes left to go in this first quarter. Still raining. Coming down pretty consistently. Viner under center. Long count here. Trying to draw him offside. They are going to pass. Lone Tree rolling out. He's got some yardage. Quarterback gets maybe five. But not enough before Tanner Adam takes him out of bounds with Eric Adam. The two Adam boys taking him out of bounds, forcing fourth and eight now for the Lions. Ball on the 27-yard line. I think we'll see a punt here. Whitrock thinks so as well. He's back, ready to return. So a great, great little pull down, heads up play. Excuse me, by the Lone Tree quarterback. But just not enough in this situation to make it happen. Quick fire blocked by number 78, Jared Bond. A lot of fighting for the ball. It's going to be Panther ball no matter what happens in this situation, but great block by number 78, Jared Bond. Number 81, Brody Long in there as well. Tough to see exactly who got their hands on it, but several players in there knocking the ball up in the air. Knocking that ball backwards, that's going to put Beacon now, first and 10 on the 17-yard line. Great, another great special teams play. Just every single part of the Beacon team is playing well tonight. The Panthers, early on special teams, trapped them down the 5-yard line on a punt, on a kickoff, and that led to a Beacon touchdown with a turnover. Now Alsip is hoping, with this block, to put in a touchdown from 17 yards out as he hands it to Copeland, who goes over the right side, can't find his footing, gets two, maybe three, but then goes down, trying to come over the right side. So Chase running almost sideways as he tried to turn the corner. His legs just not able to keep up with him. It's so slick out here. Ends up going down. Well, they spot him with three, so that's going to bring up second and seven on the 14-yard line. Panthers under center. They have been most of the night. Still no huddle, keeping the tempo going. Hand off to number 21, Chase Copeland up the middle. Not much there. Snipped out very well by the Lone Tree defensive lineman, as well as a linebacker comes up. Great play by Lone Tree, but still a positive gain for the Panthers. Bring up third and six. Ball in the 14. 1 minute left to go here in this first quarter. Panthers up 22-0. 51 Robertson on that stop. Alsop, shotgun now, club behind him. Copeland comes across. Alsop's going to try and draw up the middle. Shut down very quickly. So not much fooling tonight for Lone Tree. They've seen that one on film. They read that one very well as they shut him down. Number 81, Leland, the junior from Lone Tree, comes up, makes a great play on third down, saving the first down and potentially a touchdown, forcing the Panthers for their first fourth down tonight. Fourth and four. There's less than 20 seconds left on the clock. I think Coach Donovan may try and just run the clock out and then go into this quarter. We'll see. There is going to be a timeout now. Must not have had enough time to run it down because Coach Donovan does take a timeout. 10 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. If you're just joining us, 22-0, Panthers up very early. Great first quarter for the Panthers. And now, though, in their first fourth down situation, fourth down and four, ball is on the 10. So if they convert this, they'll be in a goal line situation. So big fourth down. Panthers will probably not try and kick it here. It's very, very slick. Field conditions, there's standing water on both sides of the 30-yard line. But even with all this water and rain, there's still some fans here to support on both sides. Playoffs underway. First round, very critical. Every game from here on out, critical for each team. They know it. Excited to be broadcasting here with you on KISCRadio.com. Got a message from Lori Lamb, or is her husband's coaching down there. He's not quite as dry, maybe, as his wife. But she's listening as well. Welcome, Lori. Your family. Their son, Logan, down there. A little sick earlier this week, but looked like he's feeling better. I think he dressed out tonight. Now, hoping to get into this one, I'm sure. The junior has been getting some playing time so far tonight. Chase Copeland comes up left side. Not going to be enough, probably, for that first down. He ran hard, but I don't think he got it. I think it's going to go Lone Tree. So the first defensive stand and the first stick-up for the offense tonight comes at the beginning or the end of the first quarter. As we've got 3 seconds left on the clock, Lone Tree offense will take over. First and 10 for Lone Tree, somewhere around the 10-yard line. What? Oh, the 9-yard line, they're saying. The Lone Tree guys are pretty specific here. They're saying 9. It's making them nervous. We saw this earlier when it was first and 10 on the 9. They're laughing about it now, but a little tough one. They want to see this one get out of here. Everybody does when you're backed up. When you're running backs in the end zone, you want to move. That's going to, that sound of the horn you can't hear, but it's into the first quarter. That's going to bring up second down. They did get some positive yardage on that one, so that's going to bring up second down in about 8. The Lions are going to swap sides of the field, discuss some strategy. But the Lion defense, a little bit to build off of here. They got their first stop. But other than that, still waiting for their offense to take off. Deacon offense have been pretty tough so far, not allowing much out there tonight. With a fresh 12 minutes left to go on the second quarter, both teams conferring. Let's talk about some of our sponsors again. Thanks to Pioneer Hybrids. Pioneer Hybrids, they were founded in 1926. A lot of local employees working there, up there near Hedrick. Founded by Henry A. Wallace. We've got over 90 countries that do business with Pioneer. So thanks for being part of Pekin Broadcasting, Pekin Football here on the radio. Myers Automotive in Packwood. Their son, Malcolm Myers, one of those cross-country qualifiers. Congratulations to Malcolm and the Myers. Hey, go support their business there, Myers Automotive in Packwood. You know, my dad said he just took his truck over there to have his clutch worked on. They always do a great job over there. Mike, gets to it right away. They'll help you out. Wind Tiling. What a great day for tiling, right, Chris? Wind Tiling. For all your tiling needs, contact Wind Tiling, 641-891-1824. At that time of year, you get the crops out. Start getting the tile in. Give Chris a call. His son Keaton, big catches last week against BGM. We haven't seen much throwing this week, mostly because of the conditions. So Keaton, though, no doubtly good on defense. He made a great play on defense, a couple great plays last week. So check out Wind Tiling for any of your tiling needs. If you're seeing that water sitting on your field tonight, you need some tile. Pekin defense coming back here. Second and six, ball on the 14-yard line. Under center. Sweep. Big old number 35 coming down. Loss on the play. Loses about 3 yards there on the second down. Number 35, Jake Talon. Looks bigger than 160 pounds. He's listed on there. Came across that left side, but the Panthers take him down quickly, forcing third and nine now. Ball somewhere near the 10, 11-yard line. Lone Tree taking a little bit more time huddling up here. Like I said, they're near the end zone with their running back. Panther defense shifts to the left. They come right on a sweep. Stopped by Tanner Adam on the left side. Tanner brings him down for about a 2-yard loss. So they bring number 35. They brought him left. Tries to go on a sweep. This time they bring him right. No dice either time as they backed him up again. Fourth and about 12, maybe 13. Ball now on the 6-yard line for the Lions. And that's going to put the punter in the end zone. They've changed punters now. Number, I believe, 53. Hard to see from here. Oh, excuse me, number 56. Michael Schmidt on the punt. Not much there for Schmidt as it goes up to maybe the 30-yard line for the Panthers. So the Panthers are going to be quickly in scoring position as they back that defense, backed him all the way up to the 6-yard line, started at the 9, backed him up by the end of the series of three plays, had him backed up to the 6-yard line. The Panthers are going to take over now on the 26-yard line. First and 10, Pekin. Referee's drying off the ball. Takes a little time switching the player. They've tried to dry it off after each change of possession. They try and get in there, too, if the team huddles. Now, Pekin probably won't. They haven't so far. Ball's up under center. Whitrock coming around the left side. Got it. He has some room, Whitrock. 9, maybe 8 yards. Whitrock came from that. Came across. There's a flag down on the play. Flag somewhere near the middle of the field. We'll see if that's holding on the Panthers. I believe it might be. A rare call for the Panthers, not very many holding calls. We saw BGM with several holding calls last week, but the Panthers, very few holds, as pretty clean blocking generally. That's going to back the Panthers, so one of the first mistakes for Pekin tonight. A break for Lone Tree after Whitrock came across the left side. Had it not been a hold, probably a solid 7-8 yards. However, they're going to march him back here and put the Panthers now first and 24 for the Panthers. So a big, big penalty there. I didn't get to see who it was on. Doesn't matter now. Panthers are backed up now. Panthers now somewhere near the 44. They were on the 26. First and 25. Also coming out under center. Two receivers right, one receiver left. Give to Adam. Adam finding some room. Tanner's got some room. He's on the right side. He came up the middle, went right. He's going to go all the way to the end zone. 43-yard touchdown, Tanner Adam. Adam came right up the middle and just exploded from that fullback. Then cut right across the Lone Tree sideline, and he was gone from there. And he puts on the afterburners, and it's 43 yards to the touchdown, Tanner Adam. So that Pekin penalty sets Adam up for just further stats, as he now has 43-yard run touchdown under his belt. So Panthers now scoring with Copeland, Club, now Adam. Lots of different guys getting lots of different looks. Exciting, making it difficult for this Lone Tree defense to pin down who has the football. Also, give to Copeland. Copeland, contact, but he's still going for the 2-yard conversion. Is this good? The Panthers now 30-0. Second quarter, 10 minutes to go. The Panthers continue to roll. two plays on that drive. First play, Whitrock around the left. Got about eight, but there was a hold. Backed him up to first and 25. They hand the ball to Tanner Adam. Tanner comes up the middle, shoots right, goes 43 yards for the end zone. They make it 30-0. Panthers. So no doubt we'll start to see some guys rotating in here before too long. Looking ahead to next week, doing it all over again. We hope. Still a lot of football to go. Both teams have to hang on to it. Still raining out there. Doesn't look by the radar any signs of slowing down. The Panthers set to kick off club. Done it several times tonight. If you're just joining us, peeking up 30-0. Lone two so far, only one turnover. Most of the turnovers have come on down, but only one turnover on a snap. Mishandled snap, it was in the end zone, gave the Panther defense as a touchdown. Other than that, like I said, it's been Club, Copeland, and now Tanner Adam have all scored. Good kick by Petey Club. Things starting to get pretty sloppy down there. You can see each step, water shooting up. Adam now, after making a touchdown, goes down and makes the tackle on the kickoff. Good solid return by the Lions, bringing it up to about the 30-yard line. The Panther defense will trot back out there. So far, pretty dominant. Not allowing very much. Maybe one, two first downs. Other than that, it's been the front guys all doing, getting lots of tackles, doing lots of work in there, as well as the linebacker, Eric Adam, having a great game, coming off that linebacker spot. Great run by Lone Tree. They just go right up the middle. So Rickert and Club finally take them down. Club kind of coming up a little slow here, stretching that ankle out. I forgot, Coach Lamb is not on the sidelines. He's at National FFA. So best wishes to Coach Lamb. Maybe he's turned in as well. But good luck to those guys. I remember going to National FFA. Great time. Love State of Fay as well. Vegan, great tradition under Mr. Lamb. He's been doing it for, well, he's not old by any means. He's a good-looking young man, but he's been doing it for a long time now and doing a fantastic job. He's always coming up with great new things, great new products, and great new ways to get out the information to bag. Here in a great farming community of Pekin. So, good luck, Mr. Lamb. Be safe down there, guys. Things are going all right up here. 30-0. 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. Lions now. Third down and four. Tried one up the middle. Not much there. They only need 4 yards to get to the first down. Oh, quarterback taken down. Miner taken down by number 78, Jared Bond. And then they came here in a tough way. Just squirts through the middle and brings down Viner for a sack. Number three hits the wet turf hard, smacking him up 4 yards as it's now fourth down and eight on the 31-yard line. Number 56 comes in to punt again. Whitrock back to receive. Schmidt going to try and push it back a little further for the Lions. It's a decent punt. Whitrock's going to just let it roll in the water, in the mud, down to the 40-yard line. Good decision. Ball kicked very low. And so that's going to bring out Colby also, the senior quarterback, and his talented running backs. As we have first and 10 on the 39-yard line, Panthers looking to try and put some more points on the board before the half ends. Are you just joining us? 30-0 Pekin. First and 10. Ball on the 39-yard line. Also up under center. Trying to take care of that football. Done a great job tonight. I don't want to jinx him. Tip to Copeland. Copeland looking for a little bit of room. Doesn't find much. Great job by Lone Tree shutting that one down. Still trying to push, but Chase... they're not able to make the tackle, but with forward progress, they whistle it, whistle him down. give him about a yard before he's pushed back. Second and nine, ball on the 40-yard line. Just under 8 minutes left to go until halftime. No doubt some underclassmen looking forward to halftime, getting somewhere warm, get out of the rain. You know, when you're playing, you don't really notice it as much, but when you stand out there on the sidelines, you start to get a little cold. You get down there, and then all of a sudden coach says, hey, get in there. Copeland comes up the left side now, finds some room, gets about 10, moves the chains. Great run by Chase. Just a power play coming up that left side. First and 10. Ball now on the 45-yard line. So the Panthers still rumbling here, still rolling. First and 10. 7 minutes to go now. Great stop here by Lone Tree as the Panthers try and bring Alsop on the draw out the middle. Lone Tree meets him at the line of scrimmage and then maybe loses a yard. Bringing up second and about 11 for the Panthers. Ball still on the 45, 44-yard line. Right in the middle of the field. Lone Tree defense staying in this one, hanging in. Like I said, a lot of seniors wanting to finish well. Talented team as well. Copeland comes left side, gets maybe 6-7 yards before he's brought down. It's going to bring up third down for the Panthers. Looks like they only give him about 5, so it's going to be 3rd and 5 for the Panthers. Ball on the 39-yard line. Panthers taking a little bit of time. Still no huddle, but not in a hurry here. A lot of time left. 6 minutes left to go in this half. Up by 30. Also comes under center. Takes right. He is going to pass. Goes left to Brody Law. Brody's finding some room. Still on his feet. They can't bring him down. Brody. Contact by 3, 4, 5 players. Finally brought down after about a 14, 15-yard gain. Also looked right, looked like he was going to throw it over to Whitrock and Wynn. Came left to Long on basically a screen. Long just runs right through the middle of the pack, breaks some tackles, picks up the first down, and puts the Panthers on the 26-yard line. Panthers come back, also under center, two receivers split right. Two guys behind him. Oh, ball's on the ground. Ball's on the ground. Also mishandled the snap. It is a Lone Tree ball. So that'll bring up Panther defense. After that great catch and run by Brody Long. Also puts it on the ground. Like I said, it's extremely slick. Right where he put it on the ground, there's a huge puddle there. And trying to snap. Imagine trying to snap in a swimming pool. Puts it on the ground. And that's going to bring up Lone Tree ball now. First down and 10, Lone Tree. 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Ball at the 26-yard line. See what Lone Tree tries to cook up here. Trying to move those chains, put some points on the board. They come left side. Not much there, brought down quickly by number 59, Eric Adam, who was just having an amazing game at that linebacker spot. Eric is definitely keen. In there, bringing down number 30 quickly, right at or behind the line of scrimmage. Great read by Eric. Second down and 10, ball on the 26-yard line. Checking a message from Lori Lamb here. Says, I heard you say my name on the radio. Oh, my gosh, Justin is not at the game. Yeah, I figured that out later, too, Lori. He's in Kentucky with the FFA kids. Cheer for Logan. I'm homesick. So let's hope Florida gets to feeling better as Mr. Lamb is gone. Hopefully Logan gets to feeling better too. We'll probably see him rolling in here as well. Also taking some snaps over here with center Matt Jones. Jones doing a great job. Junior there at center. Tough farm kid. Trying to get those snaps ironed out in these wet conditions. on the sidelines as the Panthers have now forced 3rd and 12. Ball's on the 23-yard line. Lions trying to get across that 50-yard line into scoring position. Long way to go so far. Pitch out here. Being chased down by number 81, Brody Long. Christian Whitrock is starting to get a little slippery down there, guys, just sliding left and right. Petey Clump chasing down number 35 for Lone Tree. Gets him after about 4 or 5 yards, but that's still going to bring out 4th and about 6 or 7 for the Lions. So no doubt we'll see a punt here as they're only on the 29-yard line. 3:39 to go. He was pushed out of bounds. So that stops the clock. Lions are showing punt. Conditions still really wet. Remember, Pekin blocked one earlier. Punt is good. Whitrock. Hollow goes right through Whitrock's hand. Lone Tree tries to jump on it. Lone Tree can't jump on it. It slips through the Lone Tree player's hands and ends up with number 5, Kate Milliken, the receiver. The senior heads up play by Kate, jumps on it, saves the return as it just slid right through Whitrock's hands. Like I said, I can't stress how much the rain has continued to come down since about, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon. Continuous downpour has not let up out here since we've been out here. And it's just wet conditions. So Lone Tree and Pekin both look like two guys trying to catch a bar of soap out there as it's just sliding everywhere. Panthers, 1st and 10. Ball on the 37-yard line, 3.5 minutes to go. Give it to Club. Club up the right side. Club gets a first down. He's still going. Gets about 20. Petey Club breaking tackles left and right. Goes right up the middle and just bulldozes his way 20 yards down to the 40-yard line. So the senior, wanting this one bad, grabs the ball, takes it down the field 20 yards, moves the chains, puts the Panthers on the 39-yard line, 1st and 10, Pekin. Also under center, 2 receivers left, 1 right. Also, gets the club again, coming up the left side, gets about 6 or 7 before he's brought down. Simple power play again. It's a little dive to club, coming across that left side. Great blocking in there by Rickard. Long coming out from that in spot, making a great block as well. Great ball movement, making it 2nd and 3 for the Panthers, ball on the 32-yard line. Also, under center again. 2 receivers right, 1 receiver left. Ball on the ground again. Ball on the ground. Also on top of it right away. Came out very quickly. Tanner had him there to help as well. Tanner checked in. Remember, Tanner ran for a 43-yard touchdown earlier. So that's going to bring the Panthers back a couple. It's going to make it 3rd and 5 from the 34-yard line for the Panthers. Panthers huddling for the first time tonight. Run the clock. They're still up 30-0. 2 minutes left to go. Also under center. 2 receivers right. Gives left to Club. Club finds some great room behind Eric Adams. Swinging the block. Club goes for the first down and then about 10 more. Another 20-yard run by Katie Club. 2 back-to-back runs. As now it gets down to about 1:49 for the Panthers in this first half. Panthers trying to score, bring it down to the 8-yard line. 1st and goal on the 8. Tough balance for the clock here. You want to score, but you don't want to leave a lot of time. Club comes left. No time to talk about the clock as Club goes left for the 2nd touchdown of the night. Petey Club just sprints around the left side into the end zone. Panthers no doubt will go for 2. That is, it is now 36-0, Pekin Panthers. 1:40 left to go in this first half. What a great first half for the Panthers. Pekin still huddling. Also trotting back, getting the play from coach. 2-point conversion attempt. So Club with an 8-yard touchdown run. Before that, 2 20-yard runs. Also, keeper finds the end zone. There is a flag. Cubs out on the right side. It is going to be holding against the Panthers. That's going to negate the two-point conversion. Panthers will, I'm sure, Lone Tree will decline and move the Panthers back. Panthers, I assume, oh, now they're going to try for a field or an extra point. Brain and the field goal team comes out. There's Logan Lamb coming out. Talked about him earlier. The extra point team coming out. Jaden Nicholson as well as Ryan Swanson. Ryan Brain checking in. He's going to try and kick this one. Now they have backed him up, so it's going to make it a little bit harder between the conditions and the distance and the wind. It's going to be a tough one for Brain. He can do it. He's got the leg. He practices all year for this. Not a critical kick. 36-0. Of course, I'm sure Christian Whitrock would like to see him put it in. That would make it 37-0. See his number up on the screen. 3-7. All to hold. Brain to kick. And it is no good. It just short. They had it straight enough. It went right down the middle. It falls just short for Brain. That's going to leave it 36-0. A minute 40 to go here in the first half. Panthers ready to kick again. As the rain's still coming down here in Pekin. Great score by Club. Extra point missed by Brain. Great attempt, though. Backed up after the penalty of the hold. Panther fans still here. No doubt soaked. A lot of umbrellas. Lone Tree fans all still here supporting their team. Great to see. So far, not much for them to get excited about, but hi. Cousin call down there from the Vaughn Parcel group. You think they'd be worn out after celebrating a wedding all weekend, but they're still ready to go. Autumn got married. Congratulations, Autumn Parcel. I got to do their wedding this weekend. Her and Mike Brown tied the knot. Great service there at Fairfield Civic Center. Pekin grad, also Pekin teacher. Autumn teaches down in the elementary, doing special education. Mark owns Brown Tree Service. We're going to have to get him to sponsor Pekin football next year. He's in the family now. He's got to. Although Jared Bond will be graduating, so we'll see if we still continue to get the cousin calls. No cowbells tonight. State regulations prohibit it. Great kick by Club. Mishandled down there by Lone Tree, but they pick it up, find it, and he's still got some room, still going. Gets up to about the 20. So what was a great kick now returned pretty well. So good field position for the Lions. Let's see, they've got a minute 31 to go 80 yards downfield, try and end this half with some points on the board. Pekin defense back out here again. Seen them several times tonight. Lone Tree comes up to the ball, said, looking to try and put some points up before the end of this half. 36-0 Pekin. Pekin showing blitz. They do. Eric Adam in, ball on the ground. Viner on it. It's going to stay Lone Tree ball. Another tough snap. Some scores from around the area. Montezuma 21, Lisbon 6. Kind of a surprise there, Montezuma winning so far. BGM 47-6 over Van Buren. And first quarter score update from Waco and Linville Sully still 0-0. We'll try and check in and see as those scores come up. Pekin will play, well, or the winner of this game will play Lisbon or Montezuma. Pekin handling Montezuma by just a touchdown before, so potentially a great game repeat there. Montezuma will travel to Pekin. Pekin has home field advantage. Of course, you know, all this very preliminary as it's not even halftime yet. 36-0 for Pekin. 20 seconds left to go. Lone Tree tries to come up the left side, stopped. Hawk continues to run. Lone Tree, no problem running the clock out. They need to get to halftime, make some adjustments here, and come back out, rebuild. on a Viner under center. Pitches out. Oh, great play, great read by number 32. Petey Club comes in, takes down number 35 right before halftime for about a 4 or 5 yard loss. So the Panthers, as they retire from the field, it'll be 36-0. Lone Tree, like I said, some adjustments to make. We'll come back. They will receive the ball. The Panthers received in the first quarter, took the opening kick. 15 minutes of halftime. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get some hot chocolate. I've been getting rained on in here as well, not near as bad as the fans. I'll try and dry off some of this equipment. I'll leave it logged in here so you can hear all the exciting action of the press box and all the noise. But get up, stretch for the bathroom. 15-minute break. We'll see you in a few. Panthers 36, Lone Tree 0. Wherever you're at, we're coming back from second half, or into the second half, excuse me, peaking up 36-0. Give you a quick check of the scores. Peking will play, or Lone Tree will play, Lisbon or Montezuma. Montezuma currently up 21-7 at halftime over Lisbon. If Peking wins, they will host that game. We'll be right here again at Peking, I believe Monday night, if I'm not mistaken. Double check on that. Monday night, if we win tonight. Madison, Mr. Whitrock, he's up here. We play again Monday night. If we win, I believe, here. Okay. There we go. You got it from the man. Mark Whitrock should be here Monday night at 7 p.m. He also informed me, unfortunately, the Cardinals are not winning. So, what's that? Okay. So, clarification, if Montezuma wins, it's here. If Lisbon wins, it's there. Currently, Montezuma is ahead, so it may be here. Second half getting underway. Petey Club kicks it down into the watery 25-yard line, picked up by number 5. Brought up about 4 or 5 yards. Good return there for Lisbon. Or for Lisbon, Lone Tree. My goodness. Rough halftime for me. Couldn't remember which team was out here. I talked about so many other teams. Welcome you back if you're just joining us. 36-0, first kick underway. Lone Tree will open with the ball, a chance to put some points on the board. Spot at the 29-yard line, first and 10. Lone Tree comes out on offense. Miner having a discussion with his tailback. A couple wide receivers checking in here. Not a lot of passing tonight. Continuous rain. Made the conditions very difficult. Panther defense jumps forward, then backwards. Got back before the ball was snapped. Miner tries to take it up the middle. Nothing doing there. Brought back for a 2-yard loss, bringing up second and 12. Trenton Conger, Cole Rickert on the stop on that right side. In the game as well, Jared Bond, Brody Long, all those guys except for Cole, a senior. Eric Adam having a great night tonight on both offense and defense. Sprung a block earlier for Petey Club that led for a touchdown. Playing well on defense. Club also out here on defense. Whitrock, Tanner Adam, both juniors. Club now coming in to fill. Bringing down Viner on the read. Bringing him back 2-3 yards. So far, Panther defense pushing him back. The real test is always on third down for this defense. They do well first, second. The real test will be on third down here, as it's now third and 16, ball on the 24-yard line. It is a continuous clock. You get up over 35 points, even in the playoffs. Rules still apply. 35-point rule is in effect. When it gets over 35, the clock continues to run. Only stoppage, touchdowns. Lone Tree trying to narrow that gap. If they do narrow it and bring it back in, the clock will go as normal. Ball on the ground now. Panthers signaling that they have it. No call from the referee yet. It's still difficult to tell. Referee now signaling first down, Panthers. Panthers recover the fumble. Hard to see who was in there. Eric Adam close to it. Trenton Conger in there. On that right side, ball popped out. And the Panthers jumped on it. Panthers now first and 10. Ball down in Panther territory ball near the 25-yard line. 23-yard line, Frosty says. Alsop under center. Two receivers left. Copeland goes left. Howard tries to get drugged down, breaks a tackle, but doesn't get much more than that. Maybe a yard or two. Coming up that left side. Whitrock comes up a little slow, favoring that ankle. He checks out. Number 17, Brady Donovan, checks in. Donovan, the sophomore. Hopefully, Christian, just a little cramp in there as he comes out. Donovan bringing the play in. The Panthers have gone huddle recently. Also, under center, slowing the tempo down here. No reason to rush. Gives to Copeland. Copeland left side. Finds some room. Great blocking by Cade Milliken on that left side. Cade opening up a great block, moving the chains for the Panthers. First down, gets about 12 yards on that run over the left side. He's going to put the ball down in deep territory and goal line. First and goal, ball on the 7 for the Panthers. Kyle Miller checking in as well as Keaton Wynn. Cole Rickard coming off to the sideline. Rotating some players in with the plays. Club and Copeland still behind also. Two receivers right, one receiver left. Also gives to Copeland, right side. Copeland trying to find some room, gets maybe a yard, not much. Brought down quickly by that defense. Panthers now second down and goal. Ball on the 5-yard line. Trying to score again. Turnover by Lone Tree to put him in great field position. Rain continuing to come down. Did for all of halftime. Slow, not used to the slow tempo of the Panthers. Slowing things down. Also comes up under center. Option. Pitches it out to Club. Club puts the ball on the ground. Also on it again. Nothing there. Back to the line of scrimmage. Also with the recovery. Pitches out to Club. Slid through Club's fingers. And also jumps right on it. Bringing up 3rd and 5. Clock, as I said, continuing to run. Down to about 6 minutes, 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. My wife is still listening at home. Our 2 kids. Hello. See you in a few, I hope. If you're not, you should be. Why aren't you? We'll talk about that later. Also, hands it to Copeland. Oh, great play by the defense. Number 5, Gosno, that senior, comes in, makes a great play. Lone Tree's still playing hard here. It's the playoffs. They've worked hard to get here, too. Come in, finds Copeland, and just brings him back for one of the rare Panther losses. Bringing up 4th and 11 for the Panthers. Whitrock checking back in for Donovan now. Leg apparently stretched out and ready to go. Panthers going for it, 4th down and goal. Ball on the 11. They need to score to avoid turning it over to Lone Tree. Also comes under center. Split receiver left and right. Also rolls out the pass. Keeps it himself around the corner. He's in. Colby also with the quarterback keeper. Goes around the right pylon, puts the ball in the end zone, shows pass left, keeps it. Great fakes by PD Club over that left side. Everybody thought it went left with a bootleg. Colby also keeps it, comes around the right pylon, comes in, touchdown Pekin, 42-0, 5 minutes, 27 seconds left to go in the third quarter. So Panthers with their first score of the third quarter, keeping things rolling. Clock now stopped due to the score. Brain will try an extra point. Missed one earlier. Had gotten backed up due to a penalty on a hold. Tough conditions for kicking. Hold is good. Brain's kicking is good. And it does. 43-0 Panthers. Pekin now set to kick off again. So the Panthers score with also 4th down and 11. 4th and goal. 4th and 11. Backed up. Great play by Cosmo, stopping Copeland. Also keeps it 11 yards to the end zone. So adding to the totals, also with a touchdown. Club with 2, Tanner Adam with a touchdown. Jake Copeland with a touchdown. The defense with a touchdown. Quite a few guys scored tonight. Exciting, exciting night for the Panthers. 43-0, third quarter. Last I checked, things not going as well for the Cardinals. So if you're a Cardinals fan, I apologize. If you're a Boston fan, congratulations. I think still a little bit of game to go there. Panther fans all still here. Excited Lone Tree fans still here, cheering on their team as well. Both teams, both fans, braving the cold and the rain to see their teams on. It's been a well-fought game so far. Lone Tree not giving up at all, not rolling over, staying in it, both on offense and defense. The Panthers, though, have just been phenomenal all the way through, offense, defense, and even special teams, making plays and continuing to convert the ball in every situation. Seven seconds left to go. Third quarter. Referee's drying off the ball, getting ready for the kick. Club kicks. Goes through the legs of number 30. Hudson. He picks it up. Down, it was about the 10-yard line. Gets it to about the 16, 17-yard line. So, could have been kind of a risky return. Goes through Hudson's legs. Hudson turns around, gets it, picks it up, brings it to about the 17-yard line. So Lone Tree will take over first and 10, ball on the 17. Panther defense back out on the field. Colton Landman checks into the game, number 20. Keaton Wynn now back for Colby Alta. I think we'll see some other guys rotating here as well. Try and keep you updated. Still raining. Continuing to come down hard. Lone Tree in shotgun now, showing three receivers right, one receiver left. Great pass by Viner to number 81, Wieland. And Wieland drops it right into his chest. Just wet, but great, great ball. Secondary not quite there. Milliken and Wynn a step slow to get over there. So great pass play, great call by Coach Spears, Coach Shield. But nonetheless, not able to execute as it goes right under. Lone Tree showing the same formation, three receivers right, shotgun, one running back behind. Viner hands it off, Reed, not much there, stopped by the Panthers. Number 20, you just checked in, Colton Landman on the stop, J.D. Hollingsworth in there as well. Eric Adam gets some time, gets another tackle before he's about to check out, I believe. Brian Swanson came in the game, number 3, sophomore. Now in Tyler Copeland, the freshman for Eric Adam. Eric standing out there ready to come out. Petey Club now out. So several young people getting a chance here. Show what they can do. I believe number 50, Logan Lamb, has checked in the game. He has on the right tackle. Logan trying to get some pressure. Another pass. Knocked down by number 37, Christian Whitrock. Great position to intercept it, but chooses to knock it down. Forcing the fourth down. And 8 now. So Whitrock, great knockdown there. Whitrock moves back to receive the punt. So the Panthers will set up their return. Ball's on the 20-yard line. 4th and 8. Schmidt back to punt. Catches it. Oh, almost blocked. Close. Shanks it a little bit. A lot of pressure there by Jared Bond and Ty Copeland. Both of those guys getting in position to block. Not able to do so. But the kick does kind of come off of Schmidt's foot and rolls out of bounds around the 45-yard line. Not crossing the 50, keeping it in Panther territory. So the Panthers will take over downs. Quarterback Trevor Northup comes in now for Alsop. Northup, the freshman. 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Northup coming up under center. Behind him, Tanner Adam, and I believe Jeff Brain has checked in as well, the running back spot. Whitrock still split left. Keaton Wynn split right. Northup takes a snap, hands it to Brain. Brain finds a little bit of room, comes 3-4 yards. Long, good, hard run by Jeff Brain, the junior. Number 11, big positive yardage in this playoff game. Exciting to see young guys getting carries. Freshman taking the snap. True freshman, like you get redshirt. And Finger checks in now as well. Panther deep for offense. Second and 4. Ball on the 37. Northup puts the ball on the ground. Kyle Miller there to help recover. Northup jumps on it as well. That's going to force third down in about 5 or 6. Coming back about 2 yards on that. 43-0, Pekin. If you're still with us, thanks for hanging in. Panthers trying to clinch that playoff spot next week. We'll play the winner of Montezuma or Lisbon. Have not seen a recent update. Try to look for an updated score on Montezuma. Last heard, Montezuma was ahead. That will bring Montezuma back here to Pekin. Pekin won narrowly over Montezuma at Montezuma several weeks ago. Since then, Montezuma on a 3-game losing streak, losing to BGM, Linville, Sully, as well as Pekin. So, snapping that if they beat Lisbon. Jeff Brain comes right side, gets about 3. Not much on the third down to get the first down. He's still going to need still about 4 short. Northup comes over to get the play from Coach Hutz as the third quarter winds down. Pekin, 43-0. So the young Panthers will shot over here. Mike Hadley in there. Logan Landline on offense. Drew Wells. Ty Copeland. Looks like Colton Landman in as well. So a lot of young guys getting a lot of reps, some juniors and some sophomores as well as some freshmen getting down there on the field. So exciting stuff for the Panthers. They're going to come back. When they come back, it will be 4th and 2, all on the 35-yard line. 12 minutes left to go in this entire ball game. Running clock right now will continue until Lone Tree can close that 35-point gap. Lone Tree fans still here watching their team, encouraging them. Great sportsmanship from that team. Lions fighting hard still, trying to keep the Panthers from scoring again. Trying to fight hard when they have the ball as well. So just an overall well-played ball game by both teams. Rain, as we mentioned, still coming down. Puddles just getting bigger. Scores right now still shows 21-6. Montezuma over Lisbon. Not really an update there, it appears, yet. BGM 55-6 over Keosauqua. Well, yeah, not a lot of updates here to pass along yet on my KIC app. We'll see if they can get those updated. Let's see, the Pekin score is still 36-0. Pekin at 43-0 right now. So we'll need some updates. As far as we know, Montezuma still ahead, but no idea yet. Panthers come back after the timeout. Freshman quarterback Trevor Northup trying to keep this drive alive. Ty Copeland in at the fullback spot. Jeff Brain in at the tailback spot. Give to Jeff Brain over the left side. Jeff trying to get those two. He gets it. First down for the junior. Jeff Brain had some carries early on this season. Not a lot in recent games when it's been close, but getting in now, running hard. First down, Jeff Brain, Pekin Panthers. Ball now on the 35-yard line, 33-yard line, excuse me. Panthers moving into scoring position. Brady Donovan split right. Looks like Swanson split left. No, excuse me, Scott Ensminger split left. Up the middle, Jeff Brain again. Another carry, positive yardage, 2-3 yards, not much, but just enough to keep chipping away. Starters on the sidelines, looking forward to next week. Seniors taking it in, their first playoff win potentially. It was their senior year. They weren't able to win one last year, dropped one to Lisbon, close game, at Lisbon last year. I think excited, ready to face Lisbon again for some redemption. May not get that chance. Ty Copeland comes up the middle. Ball squirts out. Ty jumps on it. Continues to be Panther ball. But that's going to bring up third down and now in about seven. Several personnel changes for the Panthers as Logan Lamb and Colton Landman come out. Joe Hagedin, number 67, checking in. Riley Frazee as well. So some more sophomores and a freshman coming into the game. Lone Tree still playing hard. Soaked to the bone, both teams. He has two split receivers. Hands off to Brain. Brain comes, goes left, then jab steps right. Gets about 6-7. There's a flag down. Looks like it may be holding on the Panthers. As the flag comes from the backfield. Back judge, bringing it back. That 5-yard gain will come backwards. And it does, holding on the Panthers. Under 10 minutes to go. Penalty does stop the clock as well. Still 43-0. Panthers still driving. That's going to back them up quite a bit, though. Still making it third down. However, instead of just third down, it'll be third down and 20 for the Panthers. So the Panthers will have a little ways to go. They haven't. These young guys have gotten some yardage, but nothing big yet. The Lone Tree defense not allowing much more than 5 or 6 at a time. Still hanging in there, still playing to the very end. That's what you coach your kids to do. Great coaching staff over there. That's off to Lone Tree and their group. Panthers, 2 split right. Copeland, Brain, Ty Copeland. Chase's little brother. Northup with the keeper. Northup coming around the right side, a great runner. Lowers his shoulder, goes out of bounds, but gets about 6 or 7. Not enough, not near enough for a first down, as he needed 20. It is fourth down now. Fourth down and about 13. So Northup getting 8. Brian Swanson checking into the game. Panthers pulling up, taking some time here. 9 minutes to go, clock continuing to run. 4th and 12, trying to keep this drive alive. They were able to convert on their last fourth down. Ball on the 35-yard line. Northup goes back to pass. Throw the interception. Northup's pass to Itzmeyer. Incomplete. Might have been trying to get Ryan Swanson as well. Number 5, I believe, with the interception, Gosno. And Gosnell has been playing hard all day long for these Lions. The senior continuing to play. That's going to turn over on downs, or excuse me, turn over on interception. Had it fallen incomplete, it would have been a turnover on downs as it was 4th and 12. That's going to bring up 1st and 10 ball at 25-yard line for the Lions. 8 minutes to go, ticking down. Clock still running. Both teams have 3 timeouts. Timeouts are still in play with a continuous clock. Cheerleaders still cheering here in the rain. They've been doing a great job. You might have heard them in halftime if you were here and still listening. They came up to the press box and tried to dry off a little bit. Crowded press box tonight. For some reason, it's really popular when it's raining. Viner, hands off, number 30. Taken down, about 2, by Jeff Brain, coming from that linebacker spot. So Jeff Rain getting a great tackle there coming in, the junior. Hudson, not much there. He gets about 3, maybe 4. As I said, Lone Tree still playing here. You still play to the whistle. Showing a lot of great class by this team. I'm sure we'll reload and be right back here again next year or wherever at the top, near the top of their district. Panthers, a lot of young guys in here on defense. Great run by Viner, who fakes, comes around the outside, and gets a first down and then some. About 20-yard run by Viner, who gets taken down finally by Ryan Swanson. So number 3 takes down number 3. As Lone Tree gets a first down. So that's going to be 1st and 10, Lone Tree, ball on the 46-yard line. still score 43-0. 6 minutes, 20 seconds left to go. Panthers hanging on here. Trying to finish this one out. Get to next Monday. Continue their playoff berth. Hand off to Hudson. Hudson getting a lot of room here. Gets a first down and then about 10 more. Gets about 21 on there. Hard to see who brought him down there. Might have been Keaton Wynn, the safety. Only thing keeping Hudson from the end zone. I believe it was Keaton. Came up, number 23, came up from that safety spot. Panthers, some confusion about who's supposed to be out on defense with all these guys checking in. Ryan Brain, the kicker, was in on defense. Now comes out. Ryan Swanson takes his place. Lone Tree goes up the right side, taken down by Jaden Nicholson. As well as Mike Hadley, number 66, getting in on the tackle, sophomore. Talked about Mike's parts and service earlier, one of our sponsors, their son, Mike. Yes, there's Mike, Mike, and Mike. And they are relation, uncle, cousin, cousin. So great to see some Hadley names getting out there. Panthers, defense, second and nine. Ball on the 34. Viner tries to go right. Not much there. Stopped up there by number 11, Jeff Brain. Number 17, Brady Donovan, in on the tackle. Still no updates that I can see on the Montezuma game. I guess it'll be a surprise. Maybe you can do some Google searching and find out as well. Good chance of 21-6 at halftime. Maybe Montezuma coming here. Viner gives it to number 12. Hutz. I assume some relation to our own coach Hutz, who came from Lone Tree. So Hutz is just a young guy himself, a freshman. And getting the carry, nothing there, though. A freshman met by another freshman, Trevor Northup. Trevor came in from that corner spot and took cuts down behind the line of scrimmage. Forcing fourth and 15. So I called Riley Frazee's name earlier, but he's right here. Who's number five? No, the other number five. There's two number fives. Conger! Zach Conger! What? I don't know. I can't get another update, Brett. Montezuma was up. Pass by Viner. Almost intercepted by Ryan Swanson. He's got his hand on it. So I called Frazee checking in earlier, but Zach Conger, the freshman. Riley Frazee standing up behind me in the press box. A couple other guys up here as well, doing some video camera work. Going to help Coach Donovan and the staff out. That was a turnover on downs, so even if Swanson had intercepted it, similar situation to Northup found himself earlier. That's going to bring up first and 10 for the Panthers. Less than 3 minutes to go in this entire game before the Panthers move on to the next round, where, as we said, most likely to face Montezuma here at Pekin. Ball on the 40-yard line. Still 43-0. Northup. Under center, hands off to Ty Copeland. Ty running harder on the right side of a jet sweep formation. Ty picks up about one. Ran hard, but just not much there. It's now time for the seniors and juniors to get a little cold as the freshmen and sophomores took their turn in the rain. Now the juniors and seniors, the starters, standing in the sidelines, now watching. Northup, the freshman, up under center. Second and 10, ball on the 40-yard line. Give to Brain. Brain tries to go left. Nothing there. Stopped out by a whole host of Lone Tree and defensive linemen. Brain doing a great job hanging on the football. They were trying to get it back. Of course, trying to get that goose egg off the board. Still playing hard. These guys still a lot for their season. Not only to end this year, but next year, trying to get the ball back and put it in. Brain, nothing doing. The junior hangs on. Coach Hutz, the offensive coordinator, taking his time calling the plays, trying to let the clock wind down here. Coach Donovan has some Lone Tree connections as well. So a lot of familiar names probably for both of them. If we have some family listening, welcome. North at the pass, tries to get Swanson. Swanson dives toward a little shallow. North at being chased by two, three good-sized defensive linemen. That's going to bring out the peak and punt team. We have not seen the punt team yet tonight. The first time they did turnover on downs earlier, like club will come in to punt. Club hasn't been on the field for the entire fourth quarter, so hopefully he can hang on to the ball. The senior has been really effective tonight. Two touchdowns, several key tackles as well. So a good night for PD Club. Club kick is good. Split Rock down near the 26, 27-yard line. So that's going to bring up Lone Tree. They've got 11 seconds to try and run a play. I don't know that they will. Both teams trotting out their offense and defense. No stoppage of play yet. Now both teams form up as it ticks down to zero. The Pekin Panthers will advance to the next round of the playoffs. The Panthers victorious 43-0 as Pekin, from opening to end, near perfect tonight at every aspect. The defense scoring a touchdown, the offense scoring several touchdowns, special teams putting them in great positions. So phenomenal play for Pekin. Let's hope they can continue that against potentially Montezuma next week. No official word, but I would guess either way, Monday night, 7 o'clock, right here, Pekin Panthers.
Monday night, right?
Derek Brain says yes. Monday night, join us. We're going to be doing it all over again. We're going to have good weather, Derek. Okay, Derek's promising good weather. So if you can't make it to the game, though, tune in. KICradio.com. Join me next week. God bless. Go Pekin Panthers. Phenomenal week to be a Panther. A reminder, cross country tomorrow. Great volleyball team into their season Tuesday. The second round loss, but a great season for them. So we'll catch you next week. Same channel, same time, Monday night. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. God bless.